and welcome to the Jim Baker Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guest, Pastor Mark Biltz. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Morningside, USA, welcome our hosts, Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome everyone to our stage. And today, Mark Biltz is back with us.
That's right, Pastor Mark Biltz.
For part two of his amazing teaching on where we are in the book of Revelation, really, in the Bible. These are the last days. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yesterday was just mind-blowing. And now
I'm still
today,
overwhelmed by
we are going to learn a lot more, so stay tuned. Pastor Mark Biltz has a word to bring us.
Pastor Mark Biltz is the founder, pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in Washington State. He's a well-known and popular commentator on the feasts of the Lord and the importance of the connection between Judaism and Christianity.
That's right.
Mark is the author of The Blood Moons, Decoding the Imminent Heavenly Signs, and Decoding the Prophet Jeremiah. So welcome back to our program, Pastor Mark Biltz. It was great yesterday, and you shared with us about what could happen within a year from now.
Right.
I believe that the first year of the tribulation has to begin the first year of a Shemitah cycle. It can't begin randomly any 7-year time period. And the next 7-year cycle begins Rosh Hashanah of 2022. If the tribulation does not begin then it can't begin until Rosh Hashanah of 2029. Christians need to understand that Daniel was Jewish, and the whole Shemitah cycle is based on God's calendar, not our solar pagan one. And so when we realize that, that really helps us narrow down the timetable.
Shock us with your teaching, and I want everybody to get your book and your videos. Mm-hmm. We updated the videos this week with the new teaching.
Right.
And so you've got all of that. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how much video is going to get. Do you know, Nana?
Yes, they're going to receive over 3 hours of teaching from Pastor Mark Biltz and this DVD, along with a calendar. So they're also going to receive the calendar, which is the Hebrew and Gregorian 16-month calendar for 2021 to 2022.
Excellent.
You get this. The calendar is so important.
Yes.
I live by this thing, and I love it because it lets you know as you study.
It's true.
You'll find out the days, the special holy days and all, and you'll find them here in the calendar, mm-hmm. and then you'll have our calendar, you know, that we study from in the United States. You're going to be able to look at our calendar and see the days that are the Bible days.
Amen.
Yes. When the things are happening. So you can get all of this material for only $35.
That's right. Wow.
The Blood Moon official book and the Blood Moon videos, all of this package for a gift of just $35. Well, I'm afraid Mark Biltz has scared us all to death a little bit. But he shouldn't, because it's just, we're in the last days. We've been trying to teach this. So, Tammy Sue, would you ease this a little bit and tell people
I would love to.
That they can make it?
Absolutely.
Dad's favorite song, You Could Make It, or my theme song for so many years. And you're cutting a new album, right?
That's right. Yay! I'm very excited about that.
So are we.
And this song is going to be on the new album.
That's right. And the title song, title cut.
All my other favorite, not all of them, but
a lot
of my favorite
songs are going to be on. Tammy Sue's going to sing them for you.
That's right.
And for everybody else.
Yes. And Clayton's going to produce it for you. Okay?
Yes. Clayton and I will produce it together.
He's at the piano.
The talent, I tell you, this man can do just about anything.
He's really incredible. Can.
He's our director, but we got him out here for a few minutes. And somebody else is pushing buttons back there.
Everybody here does a lot of different jobs, so
that's true.
You know, we're all
Clayton told me the other day that playing the piano and directing is a lot alike. Mm-hmm. He said, you play it by
the
instinct,
muscle.
You know.
Mm-hmm. The
you
muscle direct. Memory.
Mm-hmm. Your fingers direct by instinct also. So here they are, the duel, playing and singing for You Can Make It.
Yes.
You can make it. You can make it. Oh, this trial you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going wrong. God won't let it last too long. And you're not in this thing alone. You can make it.
Sing it with me. Come on now.
You can make it. You can make it. Oh, this trial you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. You can make it.
Come on now.
I don't care what's going wrong. God won't let it last too long. And you're
you can and you will make it. Amen? Amen.
Praise God.
Clayton, stay there a minute. Clayton, stay there.
Wow.
This is live television. So
that's right.
Do you think Clayton could play something?
I don't know.
Could
What?
Clayton, do you think you should play? Play something Christian.
Okay.
Play something kind of 50s.
Oh, do that.
Get happy.
Oh, I love that though.
Can you be happy?
Oh boy, here we go.
Let's go, Mark.
We love you, Clayton.
Did you think
you're amazing.
Directing while you're doing that, you know. This is the director of our show.
Obviously, because I was in the shot. So.
Yeah. Boy, he makes those keys dance like I dance salsa music.
Tammy Sue, Clayton directs the show, plays the piano.
He oversees the production crew.
Tammy
it's
Sue
amazing.
Cleans bathrooms.
That's right.
And
all I do all
sings
day
on
is
the
clean bathrooms.
Sinks.
Everybody
works. It's a family affair, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah.
It is, for
it
sure.
Really
you
is.
Know, the young ladies.
Cecilia.
Who's on camera three today again. Her parents are volunteering in the shipping department right now.
That's right.
Shipping.
They're shipping out the Signal Relief
the
packages
Signal Relief
right
today.
Now. Yes.
That's
so people
great.
Ordering Signal Relief. But a lot of you are volunteers too, aren't you? Oh, my lands. And we have a 76 trombones.
Right. And the big
76
bench.
Right here. And she says she doesn't need anything to sit on, a stool. So we just appreciate these folks.
Yes, we absolutely do.
It's amazing what it takes. And you know, these guys are volunteering, and we have a potential audience of 1,600,000,000 viewers.
Wow.
And how in the world could you have a show with that big a potential audience? And we're up here in the hills, and people say, well, you're just sitting back here. But yet, God is using this.
Amen.
And we've got people like Mark Biltz.
Yes.
Amen.
We love Mark Biltz here at Morningside. He has been such a blessing throughout the years here at Morningside with us. He loves our studio audience. He loves the residents, the people who come here. And he ministers to us all. And he has a special word to deliver to us today. We need get your pen and paper out and take notes.
Yeah, Mark is founder and pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in Washington State.
Say hello.
He's well known throughout the world.
Yes.
Commentary on the Feast of the Lord and the importance of connecting between Judaism and Christianity. And he's the author of The Blood Moons, Decoding the Eminent Heavenly Signs and Decoding the Prophetic Prophet Jeremiah.
Yeah.
So welcome back, Mark. Great to see you today. Appreciate you coming on the show today. You have said that the next total solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024 is the big one. Now, you're talking about the possible tribulation signal is just a year from now, but you're saying this one on the 8th is on April 8th, 2024 is the big one. Why is that?
Most everyone remembers the great American eclipse that happened August 21st of 2017 that went from Oregon all the way down through Carolina. Well, the one April 8th, 2024 goes from the south up through the northeast. And amazingly, it intersects at this particular location in southern Illinois. And they say scientifically, mathematically, that typically you won't see a total solar eclipse in one spot for over 300 years. And here it's in 7 years. And 7 years is very significant in the fact that both of them occurred during the second year of a Shemitah cycle. If you remember, it was in the second year of the Shemitah cycle that Jacob and his brethren came up and moved to Egypt.
The exact point of intersection between 2017 total solar eclipse and the one coming on April 8th, 2024.
Yes, what's amazing about this is where they intersect. Southern Illinois in an area known as Little Egypt. To me, this is incredible. You'll notice a little city at the bottom called Cairo. As a matter of fact, let's take another look here as I bring this in closer. You see where Carbondale is at the top, but look at all the Egyptian city names. You have Goshen up at the top. You go down to the left, you see Thebes. There's Cairo at the bottom. You go up to the right, there's Karnak. These are all Egyptian named cities. This whole area is known as Little Egypt. Right here shows you the intersection where this is taking place, which is amazing. Now, watch this. As I zero in, you can see on the bottom kind of right corner where Carbondale is, and there's a little city kind of called Harrisburg. Well, I want to zero in there and take a look at this. You see where Southeastern Illinois College is. This college is right in the heart of where this eclipse is going to be occurring. Now, what's amazing is this very spot is the place where the greatest totality occurs in both eclipses 7 years apart. Now, you're going to notice a little black triangle over the highway where Southeastern Illinois College is. Get a load of this. As although Illinois was a free state before the American Civil War, some residents in Little Egypt, they still owned slaves, just like they had slaves in Egypt. Illinois law generally forbade bringing slaves into Illinois, but a special exemption was given to the salt works near Equality. And you will see the city of Equality in the bottom right corner of that triangle. The reason it was known as Little Egypt is because there was a famine in the north, and they all came down also to get bread. And so for several hundred years, that has been known as Little Egypt.
Wow.
That is amazing. I never knew that. Oh, my goodness. And I'm into geography. Wow. Yeah.
What's the biblical similarity between the Egypt of the Old Testament and Little Egypt in Illinois?
Yeah.
Well, you do definitely already have the names of the cities of Egypt adopted there. But get a load of this next PowerPoint here. This is Southeastern Illinois College, which is right in the heart of this. And I'm going to bring up this next slide at the bottom so you can read it bigger. Look at this. This is from their own website. It says in 1960, when Southeastern Illinois College was formed, a sphinx was included in the official seal of the college to honor the Little Egypt heritage shared by the people of the college district. A few years later, when a logo was created for Southeastern, it also incorporated another Egyptian symbol, the pyramid. And then it says their competitive teams have always had the falcon as their mascot. In Egypt, the king was thought of as a living god. While alive, he was Horus, the falcon-headed sky god, sitting on the magic Isis throne. When he died, he became Osiris, god of the underworld, and his heir became Horus. Here is Horus. And if you'll notice the solar disk over the falcon head, these are all Egyptian symbols. And here is Southeastern Illinois College logo with a pyramid and the falcon honoring the Egyptian god.
Now we need to look at the relationship between numbers and letters in Hebrew. Here's a clip from your Blood Moon teaching on DVD.
I want to give you one of the most mind-blowing signs that there is in the scripture, and it's the Hebrew language itself. I tell you what, I feel like a little kid in the candy store. I feel like a little kid running across the beach and overturning seashells and stones and finding buried treasure. The biblical signs that are found in the Hebrew language is incredible. Because we're talking about signs, I also want to give you the depth of the Bible of showing you how in Hebrew, in the ancient Hebrew in particular, every letter was a picture. Every letter is a word. Every letter is a number. Now, catch this. How many of you are familiar with the Hebrew word Zion? In Hebrew, it's pronounced Zion, but it's Zion, which is another name for Jerusalem. Well, how many of you know that Jesus said he wanted to make us fishers of men? Well, guess what? The first letter of the very word Zion in the ancient language was the picture of a fish hook. And that's what it means, like a fish hook. The last letter of Zion, the N sound, in Hebrew is the letter Nun, and it represents life, but the picture was of like a fish darting through water. So here, the very word Zion, the first letter is a fish hook, the last letter is a fish darting through water. So what is the bait on the hook to catch the fish? The middle two letters of Zion is the bait on the hook to catch the fish. And guess what they are? It's the Yud and the Vav. And in Hebrew, the Yud is a hand and the Vav was a nail. So what do we find when David wrote the word Zion in Hebrew? He drew the picture of a fish hook, a hand, a nail, and a fish darting through water. And if you remember, Messiah said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He's the bait on the hook to catch the fish. He wants us to be fishers of men. And here, the very word Zion is the picture of a fish hook, a hand, a nail, and a fish darting through water. Many of you are familiar with the term Jehovah. There's no J's in Hebrew. Some pronounce it Yahweh. In Hebrew, it's four letters. It's the Yud, the He, the Vav, and the He. As I said, the letter He means to reveal or to behold. The letter Yud is a hand. The Vav is a nail. So what am I telling you? Do you remember when Doubting Thomas didn't believe that Jesus had risen from the dead? And he said, unless I see the nailed hands of the Messiah. And when Jesus came, what did he say? Behold my hands. And here when Moses wrote God's name, he drew the picture of a hand, a window, a nail, and a window. The hand revealed, the nail revealed. And so that's why Thomas says, my Lord and my God.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
Wow. My Lord, my God, Thomas.
Amen.
Yes.
The Little Egypt in Illinois still is a mystery to me.
It's very fascinating.
Why is it important in this teaching that these blood moons, or this, what do you call it, solar eclipse, is going to be over this for the second time? What biblically do you think God is saying?
Well, again, a solar eclipse refers to judgment over the nation that it is occurring. And here we have kind of like an X marks the spot of where this total solar eclipse is going to occur. So watch this. You see the new moon at the top. As I said, a solar eclipse can only happen at a new moon. A lunar eclipse can only happen at a full moon. All right, well, guess when this eclipse takes place? This eclipse takes place on Nisan 1. That is when this total solar eclipse takes place in 2024. Do you want to know why that is so significant? One of the main reasons is it's occurring the very same time the plague of darkness happened in Egypt at that very day. When Exodus 10, 21 and 22, the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt. Moses stretches out his hand toward heaven, and there was pitch darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. This is the same time it happened 3,500 years ago, and it's happening on Nisan 1. As a matter of fact, Nisan 1 and Exodus 12, 1 and 2, it was at that new moon when God told Moses, this shall be the beginning of months for you. And in Exodus 41, it was on Nisan 1 that the tabernacle was set up and the glory fell. It is amazing that this total solar eclipse falls on Nisan 1, which is also the very same day the total solar eclipse fell in 2015.
Amen.
Nisan 1 is what month on our calendar?
Roughly April 1st. But you'll notice on the calendar that I showed you, it's happening, it's in April, I think, 8th, something like that, of 2024. It bounces. This is why you have to be on God's calendar.
Yeah. That's why you got to get the calendar.
That's right.
And Nisan is a Bible month.
Yes. That's right. A lot of major events. I mean, the list in my mind is going crazy right now because all the major events in the world have either taken place in April or November, September. I mean, those things, I mean, you have to get this calendar because it's going to change the way you view major events in the Bible. And that's what you have taught me is look for those major events. Don't look for the small ones. The big ones are the ones that the Bible marks historically throughout scripture and what they mean now. So when you look at the events in April and you talk about Nisan, we're not talking about a vehicle here. We're talking about a date that is very important because in the beginning, when I started hearing about Nisan, I'm thinking, is that a car? Are they talking about cars? I mean, our minds are so simple-minded, but when you start teaching the word and understanding the Hebrew and the meaning behind it, everything that the Bible has taught us from Genesis to now, everything begins to make sense. So the fact that he's talking about April, I have known that watch April. Always watch the month of April. There's something big meaning in the Hebrew calendar regarding April.
Mark, do you believe that this means there could be judgment coming to America?
Definitely. Definitely. But I also believe, just like Nineveh had a chance to repent, hopefully America repents.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
That's right. It's good.
America doesn't seem to be repenting.
Not at this time.
Wow.
So God's judgment could come on that time.
Or it could just mean the period of judgment is coming. Not necessarily things happen on that very day at that very moment. These are warnings.
I understand that.
That's what I love about the Lord on so many levels. But what you're talking about is he's warning us. He's giving us warnings. He's giving us time to prepare. He's giving us time to make sure that we know the Lord our God and just in the foundational truths of him. It's very important you know him.
But he's giving us so many chances. And in America, he's warning us.
Yes.
And in here, you have given us the signs in the heavens and all of these points. I hope you'll get the material, the biblical prophecies, the three calendars, the Super Blood Moon bundle. You get a book. You get the DVD with hours. How many? Hours?
Over 3 hours.
Oh, 3 hours.
Yes.
Teaching, and plus a couple hours of current teaching, right?
That's updated, right. Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all of this material, and this calendar is so important because it'll show you the dates when they're in the Bible, but then you can see what date it is in our calendar,
yes,
in our time.
I always keep a calendar like this on my desk, so I am in my home office at home, so I can see it every single day what's going on. God, per God.
This is one of the most important pieces of study that I have.
Yeah.
And that's the calendar.
That's right.
And so I'm just getting my calendar for this coming 16 months, I believe it is.
It is.
That's in this calendar.
Yes.
16 months, and it'll give you and so much information and beautiful pictures, too.
That's right. That's
beautiful
right. And the reason you need the DVDs is because you may be listening today, you may be watching the show, you may be taking notes, but I'm telling you, you have to hear it over and over and over again to get it and to really understand it, to share with other people as well.
Why should we have this material, do you think?
I think because the whole thing is about being biblically aware of what God is doing. God is calling, and will we pick up the phone? I'm here to tell people that God is calling, and they need to pick up. In 1 Thessalonians 5, it talks about the Lord coming as a thief in the night, but it says, you, brethren, are not in darkness that day will overtake you as a thief in the night. It's because you know the times and the seasons. So I really believe that my whole purpose in life is to be a wake-up call, to wake God's people up, that just like John the Baptist crying out to everyone, prepare you the way of the Lord, I believe that's what I want to do, is to get people to get ready and repent, to stand before God, because I believe there's a very high chance the tribulation could start next Rosh Hashanah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, we really need to be prepared.
We do.
Mentally, physically.
Yes. Emotionally, yes.
For what is coming. It's so important. I want you to order this product.
Yes.
And it's you just can't get it anywhere else.
No.
And what Mark has done, nobody else I don't think has done. I really don't.
It's really amazing. And like he said, his purpose in life is to help wake up us believers, us Christians, us in the church, the body of Christ. We need to wake up and be educated on where we are right now from God, the biblical time.
And so the Dead Sea comes alive. And do you know what that means on this calendar?
Well, the water level keeps continually to shrinking. We know prophetically that there will be time to fishing in the Dead Sea as it comes alive. Well, believe it or not, there are now fish at the Dead Sea. Noam Badin is the professional photographer, and he made every photograph in this calendar, 16 color photographs, phenomenal photographer of the Dead Sea. And on the back, it just shows you year by year how much the water is shrinking. It's like 100 Olympic swimming pools a day that the water level keeps shrinking. We also want to show through this calendar that the Dead Sea, prophetically, is coming back to life again.
That is something. Wow.
My lands, because, you know, the Dead Sea is so salty.
Yes, you float on it. If, float for on those it. That have been to the Dead Sea, you understand.
But things don't live in it usually.
Right.
You know, so that is pretty wild. Tell us, why are numbers and the values of numbers so important in the Hebrew alphabet?
Well, sure. Like that one little video clip you played about how every Hebrew letter is also a picture, it also is a number. And if you go to the PowerPoint slide, I'll bring out the significance of the Hebrew, one of the Hebrew letters. Right now, if you take a look, look at how small the moon is compared to the Earth. It is really tiny. Well, when you think about it, if you put the little tiny moon in front of the Earth, how in the world does it block out the sun to have a total solar eclipse? When we look at a total solar eclipse, the moon appears to be the same size as the sun. Well, guess what? It's because of the science and the math. The sun is exactly 400 times larger than the moon. And it is also exactly 400 times further away. And now God said he created the sun and the moon for signs. Well, guess what? Just like in Roman numerals, every Hebrew letter has a numerical value, and the numerical value of 400 is the letter Tav. In the ancient Hebrew, the ancient Tav, which means sign or mark, was an X. Exactly like what is appearing over the United States. So here we see a complete tie-in of the letter Tav as a sign over the United States.
The number 400 plays a significant part in a solar eclipse. Can you explain how Genesis 15:13, the sun and the moon and the earth are all connected?
Yes, exactly. The reason why is because if you remember Genesis 15, Abraham is kind of put to sleep, and this pillar of fire goes between the parts that he had offered up. And God is telling Abraham that his seed will be in Egypt 400 years. So here the number 400 has to do with how long they'll be in Egypt. It also has to do with the exact size to have a solar eclipse and darkness come, like what came over Abraham, as well as the significance of the letter Tav, which has the numerical value of 400.
What do you believe is the warning of having a solar eclipse twice in 7 years, that one linked to Little Egypt? I know you wouldn't bring up this subject as such an important part of this message if it wasn't important, really important for people. What should they be watching for, and what should they be preparing for?
Well, I think everyone knows Joseph is a type of the Messiah. And again, there was a 7-year warning that Joseph was explaining to Pharaoh of plenty before the 7 years of famine. And I believe that the total lunar eclipses and solar eclipses in 2014, 2015, I believe they also were a 7-year warning that the tribulation would begin next Rosh Hashanah 2022. It was a weak warning, and I believe that's what this probably means. And then you have the double solar eclipses 7 years apart.
We have a B-roll, I believe, of the Blood Moon's DVD, Earthly Signs from God.
We've talked a little bit about heavenly signs. We've talked a little bit about the signs of the Hebrew alphabet. But there also are a lot of earthly signs. Obviously, there's the signs of famine. Drought. Hurricanes, you know, the tornadoes, the big tsunamis. There's all kinds of physical earthly signs that happen. But how do we know when these earthly signs are not just natural course of events, or are they more than that, and are they a sign from God? You can tell by looking at the patterns. For example, in Bill Koenig's book, Eye to Eye, he relates all of the events that happen, the catastrophes, be they weather-related, financial-related, and how they're tied to America's response to Israel. In 2005, we forced the evacuation of the Gaza Strip. The United States told Israel that you need to have peace, you need to leave the Gaza Strip and turn it over to Hamas or to the Palestinians.
As progress is made toward peace, settlement activity in the occupied territories must end.
It was with a heavy heart that the government of Israel made the decision regarding disengagement, and the Knesset did not easily approve it. The unilateral disengagement plan, which I announced approximately 2 years ago, is the Israeli answer to this reality. This plan is good for Israel in any future scenario. We are reducing the day-to-day friction and its victims on both sides.
Well, within 24 hours of us forcing Gaza to be evacuated, Hurricane Katrina struck, and we were having to evacuate Louisiana. It's called Measure for Measure. The same measure that you mete out will be measured unto you. And so when you follow these patterns of U.S. policy and how we're treating Israel and their response, and then what happens here in the United States, be it weather-related or economy-related, it is amazing when you see the pattern that's connected between those two, especially when you can tie it to the biblical calendar. You know it's a God thing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Pastor Mark, are we a 2 Timothy 3 generation?
Oh, I definitely think so. We're definitely lovers of selves, men of evil minds, people with foolish behavior. People, their eyes are on themselves. They don't have their eyes looking toward the heavens, and that's where God told us to be looking.
Would you pray for our people right now that they will hear and have eyes to see and ears to understand what you've taught us today and what you've been trying to explain to us? Anything else you want to do in closing? Just go ahead.
Sure. Well, one thing, I don't know how many of your watchers were aware, but see, I love astronomy. But what happens with light pollution, if you're in the city with all the light pollution, you can't see the stars. You got to get away from the city lights. It's the same thing with noise pollution. With all the noise pollution, you can't hear what's going on. God, I believe, is calling his people to get out of the world in the sense, to go to the wilderness so we can hear what he's telling us, so that we can see what he is trying to show us. The nice thing about solar lunar eclipses that God created for signs, they speak in every language. He doesn't need a translator. All we need to do is understand what he says. The Bible has been translated into every language. There's no reason for everyone not to understand the meaning of solar and lunar eclipses, and that God uses them based on his calendar. That calendar that you're presenting to everyone is so incredible. You may need a baker's dozen, because I know we'll be selling, we sell 12, 25, 30 calendars at a time, because this calendar is different from every calendar in history, because this goes to 2023. This calendar literally goes to 2023. It'll cover not only the entire Shemitah year, but the first year of that new Shemitah cycle. So people, they need to understand what God is saying. We even have the Shemitah chart that I spoke of in the back of the calendar, so people can see exactly when the Shemitah year is, when the Jubilee year more than likely is. Let's pray, and I just pray right now, Father, that your people, you are so wanting to give each and every one of your children a wake-up call, that we would have ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to understand. You say in your word, you're not willing that any should perish. This is a divine wake-up call. Father, I just pray that everyone who gets this calendar would be sharing it with all their loved ones and friends and relatives, letting them know it's time to repent, it's time to draw near. We know, just like with the ark, when you shut the door, it was too late. And Father, right now the door is open. So I just pray that hearts would return to you. Of course, any of us could die tomorrow, Father, but the important thing is that we want everyone's heart to return back to you. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So important.
I want you to order the gift offer today.
Yes, that's right.
You're getting a lot for your money for just a gift of $35.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting... Go ahead.
That's right. Yes, we have the Super Blood Moon Bundle available for a $35 donation to the ministry. In this offer that we've put together, you're going to receive one of the Blood Moon's book along with the Blood Moon's DVD teaching, which is over 3 hours of teaching from Pastor Mark Biltz as he gives us updates on the upcoming Blood Moons and what to watch for. Along with this offer, you're going to receive one of the Biblical Prophecy 2021 to 2022 calendars, which is a combined Hebrew and Gregorian 16-month calendar included in this offer for a donation of $35 to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling. And also, Mom, we have available the single. If you just want to order the Hebrew calendar, we have that for a donation of $20 to the ministry. Mm-hmm. That includes free shipping. And better yet, we have the three of the calendars for a donation of $35 to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling. But I love, you know, even as we were planning these shows, it was as Pastor Mark Biltz was, he was screaming to the rooftop saying, we must understand and know we cannot live by our regular calendar. We have to know what God's timing is and the signs and the wonders that the Lord said we would be to look for, to know.
Right.
He says that his children will know. We will not be caught unaware. And the way that we're going to know is by resources, by following the God's timing and all the resources that he has made available to you and I. So we pray, I pray that you will take advantage of this offer that Mark Biltz has put together for us. He is sounding the alarm to us today, saying, wake up and understand God's timing. And this is a way that you can do it, by following the Hebrew calendar. So call us 1-888-988-1588. You can order yours today, and you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
That's right. Do it now. And like Pastor Mark Biltz just said, they have people who buy 25, 30 calendars at a time to share. You know, your pastor needs this. Your Sunday school teacher needs this. You need this. Your family needs this.
This is the one time a year that we offer the calendar.
Right.
And we get them through Mark Biltz. And if you want to get your calendars, you need to order them right now.
Right.
And we'll get them out to you.
I know. I love I got the friends and family offer, as you know, when you can get the different bundles. And so I love it. I already know right now I'm sending one to my best friend. I'm going to get this bundle myself. I'm going to send one to my best friend, Bobby, in Phoenix. She loves this, and she wants to know more of God's timing. We just had that talk the other night.
Yeah.
I was just asking Nina if she could put together a baker's dozen of
right.
the calendars.
She's trying to work on it right now as we're on the set.
I've already worked on it because I heard it. It was happening right live on the show. But we want to make that available. This is 13, so our baker's dozen include 13 of the calendars for a donation of $140 to the ministry.
Perfect.
And that includes the shipping and handling.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Just the calendar. That's awesome.
That's right.
So that's a baker's dozen.
That's a baker's dozen.
That's 13 calendars.
That's right. 13 of the Biblical Prophecy calendar. And that's for 2021. So right now, up to date, 2021 to 2022.
Very difficult to find this calendar.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a very special calendar, this is a very special one, prepared. Can I ask you, Mark, what part do you play in this calendar?
Well, as far as in the back, I have explanations. I explained the Shemitah year. I explained the Jubilee year so people can have it. I also had all of the tribal months. Every Israeli tribe was assigned a month. I make sure that everyone knows every month which tribe was assigned to that month. So in addition to all of the explanations of the calendar, it's almost like a book in the back of this calendar, I also secured this famous Israeli photographer who provided us with all the beautiful photographs of the Dead Sea. I met him personally. I've been on private boat rides with him on the Dead Sea. He's a wonderful man.
So you've had a hand in this. How long have you been working on calendars?
Well, we produce them every year, and it takes several months for us to go through them. And we also have signed a Bible verse for all of the pictures as well. We also have all of the readings. Every weekend is written on every day. We also have, all of the significant events. When did the sun stop? When did the flood start? I made sure that every huge biblical event, we have in the back of the calendar a list of all the phenomenal events that happened in the Bible and when they occur. So when you open your calendar, you know that the flood started on this very day.
It's incredible.
You know,
this is incredible.
One of the things
that
shocked me when in the prison, I got my first calendar. Can you believe it? I was in prison.
Yeah, actually, you and I, we had this conversation, I think, when we were first married 23 years ago, and I was kind of blown away by that. This was a big thing for you.
I can't believe that I didn't have one before.
You had never had one before.
But somebody mailed me one in the prison. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the people that were faithful when you're in prison.
So that's right.
God said you're blessed if you bless the prisoners. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Right.
And so I want to thank them for that. But when I started reading, and realized that the same date of the Holocaust was the same date that, like, over in the West, when the Jews were thrown out of Spain, and all the different places where they had Holocausts of their own, they all happened not at the same day, but on the same date. Do you know what I'm talking about, Pastor?
Well, here's what I do know. History repeats itself. Too often, the prophecy students think, oh, that's happened. It'll never happen again. It's just the opposite. If it happened, it will happen again. What I believe you're talking about is the day called the ninth day of the month of Av. On the ninth of Av is the very day the spies brought the bad report of the land, and that day became cursed throughout Jewish history. This is why Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple on the ninth of Av. 600 years later, Rome destroyed the temple on the very same day, the ninth of Av. In 1290, all the Jews were kicked out of England on the ninth of Av. In 1492, all the Jews were kicked out of Spain on the ninth of Av. World War I began on the ninth of Av. So when you get this calendar, you can begin to see the pattern, and that's what you need to look for. God always works with patterns.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He
absolutely.
And you can find this for yourself by studying the calendar.
Now, I just have to say, real quick, Manisela has an amazing question to ask, because this is coming straight from her heart, and she wants to ask you, Pastor Mark Biltz, this question.
Because I'm sitting here and I'm listening throughout these entire shows, and I asked Mom, I said, why, as believers, Christian believers, why do we not study and learn more? Why are we not following the Hebrew calendar? You know, is there a reason why this has not been on the forefront as believers taught from the pulpit to look to the Hebrew calendar?
I believe it's because people don't know what they don't know. And so historically, the church has been very anti-Semitic, and they wanted to do with nothing that had to do with Israel. As a matter of fact, many people don't realize, in one sense, Easter was a Jewish holiday. It was called the Feast of First Fruits. But because we're on a different calendar, sometimes we will celebrate Easter a month before Passover. How do you celebrate the resurrection a month before he dies unless you're on the wrong calendar? So this is why believers need to get on the right calendar, because God specifically tells us when Passover is. It's to be on the 14th day of the month of Nisan. But historically, we've never done that. We decided we wanted to create our own calendar based on the sun, and then we tried to get close. I don't want to miss God's appointed times.
Amen.
No, I don't either.
Amen. Wow.
That's why I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, and yes. I mean, that tells you clearly, at least in my opinion, why a lot of people in the church may miss the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ when we don't understand the Hebrew calendar and his timing. That's why maybe it makes sense when he says, my time is not your time.
Yeah, that's good.
My words are not your words.
Right.
We have been living in a different word according to Scripture. And we have to understand. Again, I'm listening to all of you talk, and I'm watching the headlines, and I'm watching the Scripture, and I'm listening to everything that the times have to say. We are. You don't have to question it. We are in the generation of the last days.
Absolutely.
There is no doubt about it. If you question it, all you have to do, if you don't want to read your Bible, turn the news on. The news will tell you where we are right now. But if you want to understand it and go through it, the King is coming back.
Yeah.
That's the most important part, is that the signs are there. I mean, when you look at what Pastor Mark wrote in his book and understand how important it is from Genesis, God declared the sun and the moon will be used as signs of coming dramatic events. I'm telling you, there will be events that we have not even talked about that man's heart will fear.
Will fail them.
Will fail them out of fear because of the major events that will start taking place. Mm-hmm. Listen. COVID is just a prime example of the fear that people are going to have.
Yeah.
I was talking to a man yesterday in the gym, Dad. He was so afraid of this COVID. Mm. So afraid. And I said, listen, if you know the Bible, I said, you don't have to fear. I said, you just have to understand where we are. And he began to, you know, pretty much start crying. And I prayed over him.
I believe COVID was a judgment of God. I believe it. God spoke to me on New Year's Eve.
2020.
Mm-hmm. And God spoke to me that it would be a worldwide event.
Right here on the
stage. And when God said something to the world as punishment, it's worldwide.
That's right.
And, you know, you don't understand it, but if you study the Bible, you'll understand that God is a God of judgment as well. Is a God of grace and mercy.
Right.
And I want people today, this calendar is only available just at a short period of time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get your calendars, and we made a deal for the Baker's Dozen.
Yes, that's right,
so
13.
You can, this is probably the only day you can get these, but order it. And if you want more, you can reorder and see if you can get them. But, all right, and so... What's happening with the patch? Is that available?
Yes, we still have the patch available. And for a $155 donation, many of you have ordered your patch, and we're already seeing people are ordering more for their friends, their family members. So we have the Signal Relief patch available. You can order it on the website at jimbakershow.com, or you can still call us 1-888-988-1588. And for those of you who are maybe just hearing about the Signal Relief patch for the very first time, if you are experiencing any type of discomfort in your body from head to toes, this is a product that has been proven and tested, and research has been done that this Signal Relief interferes and helps intercept the noise. So a lot of times when your body's in discomfort, it's creating noise from the brain to that area saying something is feeling uncomfortable, something's feeling sore. So they have proven that this Signal Relief patch is helping to provide relief from discomfort.
Here's Tammy Sue with Clayton at the keyboard.
All right, we got a little surprise for you.
Whoa, okay.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me.
All right, now I know you know the words. Let's stand up. Let's sing this song like you mean it, okay?
Yes, let's stand.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me.
Come on, sing it.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me.
Guess what?
My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Give him praise. Amen.
Wow.
Thank you, Jackie.
Wow.
I love that.
Perfect.
Our time's gone for today's show.
Yes.
So glad that you all could drop in here at the studio and that you that are watching at home.
Right.
And don't forget our next program. Mm-hmm. Guess who's here?
Rabbi Jonathan Kahn.
It's Rabbi Jonathan Kahn is with us for a special word that he's asked to come on the show to bring.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm excited fantastic. About that.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. So it's don't miss good. That. Don't miss any day. And we understand we Skype everything now.
Yeah.
But it changed the way we do things.
Mm-hmm.
9/11 changed a lot.
It sure did.
And this COVID changed a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
we're so grateful that via Skype, like today, we've had in the last and the last 2 days, Pastor Mark Biltz from the great state of Washington, and that is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd love to have him in the studio, which he's been here several times, but being able to via Skype, and then we'll do that next time with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn coming from New Jersey.
And this special package of Pastor Mark Biltz materials, you can get it today.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last day we're going to offer it.
That's so right.
What's the price again on it? $35?
That's right. $35 donation to the ministry. You receive the Blood Moon book, the DVD teaching, along with the calendar, the Hebrew calendar, for a $35 donation.
What's the phone number, Lori?
1-888-988-1588.
We have to go. We love having you here. And God loves you. He really, really does. God bless you, and goodbye for today. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pastor Mark Biltz. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.